Leaders from the U.S. and Iran have repeatedly disagreed in public about what the interim deal actually means. Dueling narratives are playing out on a range of issues, including Israel's war with Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon and how Tehran will spend billions of dollars once unfrozen. Gulf allies are uncertain what the agreement means for them. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters in Kuwait that he's briefing allies about the negotiations.
These are long-standing relationships with these countries. So we speak very frankly, very openly, very honestly. We get their input. And that's what we're here to do, to get their input. They're our partners. I'm not here to tell them. I'm here to hear as well. And so I thought they were very frank, honest, and important conversations. I think we're very strongly aligned.
Lawmakers in Congress have had mixed reactions to the 60-day interim agreement between the U.S. and Iran and what that could mean for a long-term deal. Republican Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma is chair of the House Appropriations Committee. He told reporters that he likes much of what he's seen of the deal.
The president is trying to reach an objective without getting us in a full-scale troops on the ground kind of war. I think most Americans appreciate that. That's not what we want to do. But there's no question you need to change Iranian behavior. They're pursuing nuclear weapons. That would be extraordinarily dangerous. No question that they've been the largest sponsor of state terrorism for 50 years. We need to change that.
But Democratic lawmakers have been very skeptical of the tentative agreement. Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan says she's seen nothing concrete in the deal to make her believe that the agreement is anything but a win for the Iranian leadership.
They're going to have to talk about their nuclear program in a vague way. They will not have to talk about their ballistic missile program. They'll get to keep those. They won't have to talk about their export of terrorism. They won't have to talk about their drone program, which has been so significant. They will have to open up the Strait of Hormuz, which they blocked since this war basically started. And they really used that as leverage over the entire world economy. In exchange for opening that back up, they are potentially getting a $300 billion tip from the American taxpayer for just opening that up.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says negotiations for an end to the Israeli Hezbollah war in southern Lebanon will be worked on separately between Israel and Lebanon. Iran-backed Hezbollah has said that it won't abide by any agreement between Israel and Lebanon that doesn't include them. The two sides are currently involved in a temporary ceasefire. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.